7, Delta, Japan.
Again.
Delta, Japan.
Okay, the park to park, go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, the park to park, Kilo, Quebec 4.
Okay, I've got a Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel Kilo, Mike. You're 5-9 in Ontario.
Roger, you're 5-9 into my park, Kilo 1386, roger.
That's 1386, correct?
Roger, roger, 1386, Mount Alto and Papa Alpha.
Okay, thank you for Pennsylvania.
Do you have both of my parks? It's a double activation.
Give me both parks, I appreciate it.
Okay, so I'm in Victor Echo, 5945. And Victor Echo 6003.
Alright, good copy. Victor Edward 5945 and 6003. Thanks for being after activated.
Thank you very much and good luck on your activation.
And you, 73.
73, QRZ.
Victor Echo 3, Lima for Italy Yankee.
Victor Echo 3,
Yankee. QSL, you're 5-9 and strong in Timmins. Appreciate the activation. Have a great day, 7-3.
Thank you very much. Wow, I'm surprised Timmins works on 20. That was before the line
or the battery is really close, but thank you very much for the contact.
7-3.
Whiskey X-ray, Victor Mobile, Oklahoma.
Victor Echo 1, Oscar Romeo, you're 5-9 in Ontario.
QSL, you're 5-9 in November, Sierra, Nova Scotia.
Thank you very much for Nova Scotia in 73. QRZ.
Hey, Victor, we'll be off the board.
Kilo Bravo, Delta, Kilo Bravo 4, Mike
Charlie Delta, you're 5-9 in Ontario.
Thank you for the 5-9, you're streaming into Virginia just south of DC. 5-9 plus.
Thank you very much, and 73, QRZ. Okay, is there a park to park?
November Zero, Mike Alpha, Oscar
Zero,
park to park.
Zulu uniform, park to park.
Okay, Kilo Bravo 8 again.
Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Zulu uniform. Okay, Kilo Bravo 8.
Yes, November Zero, Mike Alpha, Oscar, park to park.
Okay, then November Zero again.
November Zero, Mike Alpha, Oscar.
November Zero, Mike Alpha, Oscar, you're 5-9 in Ontario.
Hello, hello. Excellent, dear. We beam in warm pairs towards Australia, New Zealand, Pacific Ocean, any DX, over.
The Indian Ocean, long path Australia. Anybody else for the moment? Kilo Echo, 5 Echo Echo, QRZ.
WA4OHZ from W4BUE.
Roger, Dickie. And 73s and God bless you. WA4OHZ.
There's a few of them I haven't seen on 20 yet. That Tango X-Ray 7 Lima, I don't think I have him on 20 yet. So there's a bunch of them out there. But with me working, you know, by the time I get home,
I'm going to go back. frequency in use.
It's a frequency in use. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Hello, CQ, CQ, hello, CQ. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Hello, CQ, CQ, hello, CQ. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Hello, CQ, hello, CQ. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Hello, CQ, 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 hello, CQ. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Whiskey 4, November, Fox. Hello, CQ, hello, CQ. Whiskey 4, November, Fox.
W2NQ, Oregon.
W2NQ in Oregon. How you doing? Name's Jack, Japan Alpha, Charlie Kilo, and I'm in Virginia.
Very good, Jack. Hello, John. Been here for many, many years. The W2 is when I lived and was born in New Jersey. 100 watts, simple dipole, nothing special. It's an old Kenwood TS-830, a couple of 6146s. Being in the right spot at the right time and letting the sun do what it does all the time, but you can't tell that to the newer generation because they think bigger antennas, more power, and all of this is what... No, it's the sun makes propagation all the time. But you don't understand that we're not God, but everybody thinks they are. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I fully agree with you. I mean, a few years ago, when we were at the bottom of the sunspot cycle, it was dismal, so... Yeah. So, I'm just getting ready. The sweepstakes contest is this weekend, so I was going to be running that. And just trying to sit here and see how the 20 meters looks to start out.
Is that the worldwide phone contest this weekend?
No, the ARRL sweepstakes. You know, the one with the long exchange. Go ahead.
Well, the one I'm talking about, when is that? That's down the line, not very far, I don't think, from what I'm remembering. But then again, when you get old, that's another story.
Yeah, well, let's see. We already had CQ Worldwide single sideband at the end of October, and then the... CQ Worldwide CW starts on Friday after Thanksgiving.
That's the one it's coming up then.
Yeah, that's a fun one to operate also.
Very good. Well, don't get old. I never had a stroke. I'm in my late 80s and I did. I can remember way back and no problem at all. Just what I did a few days ago, a week ago. I live alone, no family, never married, etc., but I have exceptional hearing. The guys have more test equipment in the medical thing, and he says your hyperacusis, which simply means your hearing can't be any better as far as our instruments are concerned, and what we got today isn't what I had as a kid. But I know when I was a kid, I could hear stuff, and others could say, no, you didn't. And I try to tell him when he sends the QSL card, I'll let you see it, and I show him. But I didn't know. I thought all hams had super hearing, you could say. No, that's what happens when you're a kid. You think you're a superhero, or?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I've always had no problem with my hearing at all, and so that's a huge compliment when you're operating weak signal CW stuff, especially up on the VHF, UHF bands, which I do some stuff there too. So it's it helps out a lot, and they've made some improvements with a lot of these radios too. So I think that would help the people that do have hearing impairments.
Yeah, you're at 7 or so on the S meter on the old Kenwood TS-830, or 6146s, maybe 150 watts at tops, and a simple dipole. Been in electronics my whole life. The thing is, you got to learn by listening, and you are the only instructor as well as pupil, and if you flunk or fail, you know who to blame, anything and everything. Today is mostly the computer, you might say, or what?
Yeah, well, I copy everything in my head, so... I do type it onto the computer, but it's all still copied in my head, and I run, you know, in mid-30 range. So, I just can't get up to the, you know, it's tough when people are sending it to me at like 45 words a minute. I can get their call sign and stuff, but tend to miss the next thing, you know.
You're making a big smile on my face. I get an award for 45 words a minute, but that was when I couldn't type, didn't have a typewriter, but I could copy it.
And I said to the guy on the phone, I said, come on now.
Let me tell you. Show me. Let me hear it.
And I would. And I did. And he heard it.
He says, you sure? And I can't copy it. So why don't I get to the room? Because I can't have a typewriter. Because I had a stroke, and I did. And I remember a stroke here several months ago. And I can't type.
And I said, wait a minute. Let me say this again.
You obviously can't hear the stuff. You obviously can copy it. And I said, well, that's not fair then. I do copy it. I sure get the reward of the award. And I did. I guess I was one of the very first to tell him, I know what I can do, but I also know what I can't do. And I can't type on a typewriter I don't have, you might say, or...
Yeah, very good. Well, it's good that you can copy that that well. It's you know, my brother is called W4RM, and he's a good operator also. But you know, both he and I agree that just like some people are professional athletes, you know, they're born with certain capabilities that others don't have. So you know, you can train all you want, but you know, if you don't have the God-given talent, then you're not going to get to that next level. So, yeah, and I think it's the same thing with, you know, how people's brains and hearing work also with copying CW at the really high speeds, too.
Yeah. I'm in my late 80s now. I had my first stroke. But in high school, next to the last year, I was big. I mean, I was 6'7", and I was 370 pounds or something, and I was very strong. In the mountain, in a shot put, doing the lead weight and all that jazz and the javelin and the horn and all the whole thing. And I was practicing. And this guy says, who's your coach? I don't have any coach. I'm just warming up. Next year's the last year. And he says, but you're learning this and you know this. About how? I do it myself. It worked for me. And I didn't know, but later he says, I'll see you next year. He was there too. And he says, remember me? Yeah, I want to talk to you. He was a dead guy for Princeton University up the road about 20 miles. But I was really built, and I had to, yeah. And he was telling you, I know what he, I'm just, and he said, you did it right. You knew what you were doing in your own way. I said, well, now that I got there, what were you going to talk about? He said, well, we need guys like you on our team. Make a long story short, there's more than one way to get into school. And if you know what you're doing, regardless of what the world says, you know. And that's the thing. There are a lot of smart people, a lot of people of talent. The rest of the world either doesn't know, doesn't recognize, or doesn't want to. Mr. Einstein was one of them, and I used to go see him when he would come out to the University of Princeton. I was there, and he would give a thing about the announcement of the bulletin with the, you know, orbital, you know,
whatever it was,
asteroid or whatever going over. And,
but he would dress like everybody else. You would never know.
And he would talk like an average guy.
The thing was, he just was focused on that one thing that got, you know, him announced because nobody else did.
Well, you can be stupid and get focused on reading that, too. All I'm saying is, when you know what you can do, because others say what they say, it gets to you when you know you're right and the rest of the world don't even know what they're talking about. And that's the normal way things go today. You can't trust anybody, especially your computer, over.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So, especially the computer. Know that for sure. So, but, yeah, so I use the computer to help me with, you know, certain things, especially during these contests. You know, it provides a lot of useful information and keeps me focused. And so, yeah, I compete fairly heavily in these contests, so it helps out a lot. I remember writing all this stuff down on paper. That was a madhouse, and trying to check and see if it was a duplicate contact at the same time. So at least, you know, that's a much easier job for the computer to do than you trying to talk or send CW and look at two pieces of paper at the same time. So yeah, so it has its places and usefulness in the hobby. Go ahead.
I have a John. I heard a Prince University. I was there, but that was the guy who said, I was physically obviously knew strong enough to do what I was doing. He's setting records, and he says that we need a guy like you on our team. But that was another story. I lived in New Jersey, born in New Jersey. That's where the W-2 comes from. But I learned to listen when I was a real young fella. World War II wasn't even over, and I could hear some stuff over in Europe. Not that great, and especially the Polish, and then they say that because my mother's family had 5 daughters, no male. And my grandfather always was wishing for a male. Well, my mother finally did marry. She married a guy who was from England, but he was in England. They were in school, and they got to New Jersey, and somehow he got into the act, and somehow I got into the act, and that's where I came from. But today, people are in their own world altogether from day one. They hear whatever they want to hear, or whatever they do, or whether they don't want it, it happens, and it affects them for the rest of their life. And they don't even recognize or realize what's going on. And that happens with most people. They turn out to be whatever, and you never know. And I was a never know. Well, that was me. So I knew me, and I stuck with me. And when the guy from the ARL, they had the coat, they still do. On the VW, you have coat practice. This is how they have tests, you know, or you fill it out, and you sit in your safety pass. And I said to him on the phone, I said, hey, I don't have a typewriter, I don't type, but I can copy this stuff. You got 40 words a minute, I can copy that. Just let me hear it. And I would say, yeah, I'm doing it. I just say, I can't type. And I just stopped here. And he really thought about that. And he said, let's try another one. I did. And I did that case. You know what I mean? He said, that isn't fair. I got my proficiency on this co-practice for the ARRL on the air, on the handbag. Because I proved to him that I could copy it, but I couldn't type. Yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least they made accommodations, and that's what everybody should do. So, so very good there. Well, you're running here a 5 and 5 to 5 and 6. Your audio is sounding good, and I have, I'm running an Elcraft K4 transceiver and an Elcraft KPA 1500 linear, and I have a 3-stack of tri-band antennas. The top two are pointing at you right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, handle's John. Where's your handle?
Jack, Japan Alpha, Charlie Kilo.
All I got is a dipole for 20 meters, Jack. The bottom line is the sun. I'm being very serious here. I have a background in electronics and degree in physics, and I met Mr. Einstein at one point. That's not the point. You've got to be healthy, number one. Even when you're a kid, if you don't like it, nah. If you like it more, you learn how to talk. You learn everything when you like something. In my case, I didn't necessarily like. I just wanted to understand things. To understand things, that's easier said than done. Each person is different. Each environment is different. Each biology is different. And you're going to be a teacher. And I was. That was in a junior college. That's the first 2 years after regular high school. When you learn to listen, you learn way more than what's in the book or way more what your teacher said. You learn what you're capable of, and you don't really know. And most people today, they don't even try. They just turn on the computer and whatever it says. That's their teacher. That's their future. That's their life. Because they don't know, because they never tried to find out what they're made of and what's inside. You see where it's all leading up to this generation, you might say?
Yep. Fully agree there, so. But, okay, well, I'm going to get going here and check out the other bands and see what I need to do, which frequency I want to start on for the contest. It starts in about 14 minutes, so I have to get ready for that. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, John, and enjoy the rest of your weekend and the coming holiday. So back to you for your final. Whiskey 2, November, Quebec. Whiskey 4, November, Fox.
Yeah, what's your QCH, by the way?
Manassas, Virginia.
Pretty good signal. Just a dipole, regular standard tri-meter dipole.
But
the timing right now for the rest of the day in the west will get better just before sunset, and then it goes across the Pacific, then it goes into Japan, and then it goes up on to the Russians and the rest of the guys.
sun is really in charge of propagation all day long.
But because it's causing us to think it is changing, it's not. It's there. It's the earth that's moving that's causing the difference in the propagation. Now, but they don't even think that. Whatever my computer says is what goes. W2 now, quiet. My pleasure. Keep listening, keep learning.
Okay, 7-3, you take care.
9 into New York. Thank you for the contact.
TR from Kilo 6 Charlie Tango Alpha.
Very good, Jeff. Same thing. Got a big signal there, San Francisco. Good luck.
Tango radio testing.
CQSS, CQSS, Kilo 5 Tango radio. CQSS, Kilo 5 Tango.
Sugar. I know. Just checking out my vocals here.
Yes, hello?
I'm not.
Who is it? Oh, you're not. Okay.
That's one.
You're S1 again?
S1,
my God. That's all I can ask for. Good luck, George.
Were you up to this frequency? 90.
Okay.
So
everything going good?
Test 1-2-3, K-5, Tango Radio.